40 days in the book of John. Jesus clears the temple. John 2 verses 14 to 16. And within the temple grounds, he found those who were selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. And he made a whip of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves, he said, "Take these things away from here. Stop making my Father's house a place of business." Hi, this is Jim Brown. I can remember growing up and going to Sunday school as a little kid. I remember learning about Jesus and how kind and loving and patient and good he was. And I don't really remember the Sunday school lady telling us much about Jesus getting angry. But Jesus got really angry here with all the salesmen who were profiting off the Jews who were going to the temple, also called his Father's house, to seek forgiveness from the Lord God. If the worshipers didn't arrive with the required sacrifice, the ox, the sheep, or the doves, they were available to buy with only a slight profit margin, I'm sure. Yeah, right. By the way, this was the first of two times recorded in the Gospels that Jesus cleared the temple of profiteers. Jesus was passionate about treating people with kindness and consideration, and he was also passionate about the temple and the Jews who worshiped their Lord God there. It was a holy place, and the grounds needed to be revered and treated with respect. Thus, the selling and profiting from the sale of necessary items for worship and forgiveness was heresy to him, and rightly so. We should feel like Jesus did. My prayer. Lord, may my worship of you be as pure and blameless as that which Jesus was trying to effect when he was walking on earth. May I have the same mindset that he did when I come boldly before the throne of grace and pray and talk with you. Amen.